The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hey everyone, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And on this podcast, we look at silly user reviews from around the internet, places like Google Reviews, Amazon, Yelp, IMDb, UMDb, MeMDb.
Whatever website has its own review section. So almost all of them.
Almost all of them. Yeah, we're going to have some Neopets reviews.
I seriously almost looked up Neopets on Better Business Bureau this week. That's so crazy.
Yeah. See, we're and the best part of the show, that the thing they don't tell you is our minds are linked through some sort of cerebro-like contraption. That's how we get the funnies. That's how we both reference Neopets. Because no one else knows about that dumb website.
Oh. There's believers. That's all I'm going to say.
There's believers. Yeah, dude. Shoiru is real. What's it? Kachik. That's what I was thinking. Kachik is real, people.
Mirka.
All right. Kachik is walking among us. Kachiks are everywhere. But this is the 10th episode. You believe that?
I believe it.
I believe.
I believe in a thing called love.
Sun goes down. That's gonna sound bad on the mic.
Hey, but it's a celebration.
So let me read the 10 excerpt from Wikipedia. Let it fill you with emotion. You know, as we hit our 10th episode, 10 is an even natural number following 9 and preceding 11. 10 is the base of the decimal numeral system, by far the most common system of denoting numbers in both spoken and written language. The reason for the choice of 10 is assumed to be that humans have 10 fingers.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, you can, you're gonna have to start using your toes to count these episodes, folks. Alright? That's a pretty big achievement.
Mm-hmm.
some other cool things about 10, unshamedly from Wikipedia, is one of the usages of 10 is to reduce something to 1/10 is to decimate. To decimate something is to reduce it by 1/10.
That is so cool.
And this comes from, in ancient Rome, the killing of 1 in 10 soldiers in a cohort was the punishment for cowardice or mutiny, or 1/10 of the able-bodied men in a village as a form of retribution, thus causing a labor shortage and threat of starvation in our Garian societies.
Decimate them. Leave no survivors. Except for 9 out of every 10.
If you were to decimate this podcast, there'd be a food shortage, is what I'm trying to say. You need us, people. There's 10 provinces in Canada. 10 Downing Street is important. There was 10 kingdoms in the 10 kingdoms period of China. Those are all cool things about 10. All
10 right? Commandments.
10 commandments, 10.
10-10-220.
10-10-220. There's another cool religious one. Lord Vishnu has 10 incarnation. In Shikhism, there's 10 human gurus. There's 10 martyrs in Jewish liturgy.
Hercules, he did, I'm pretty sure it was more than 10 labors, but he did 10 of them, for sure. Yeah,
for definitely at least 10. And the 10 plagues were inflicted on Egypt in Exodus. So we're either sort of like 10 Roman, these episodes are sort of like 10 Roman soldiers, or 10 plagues upon humanity. You know, I could see our podcast going either way.
Yeah. Yeah. But we mean well, either way.
We mean, hey, it's not about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. To make me stop singing, I've got a little review here.
Please share it.
Please stop singing. This was sent in to us by Elijah Moisek. Thank you very much, Elijah.
Thank you.
It is. Thank you. Thank you. It is a review for Thriller by Michael Jackson off of Amazon, written by Victor Hugo. The review is titled FYI, It Is Special Effects.
Okay.
He writes, "When I was a little kid, in the Billie Jean video, when Michael Jackson walks, each sidewalk square lights up as he steps on it. I truly thought he had strange foot illuminating powers. I was soon told that Michael Jackson does not have such abilities. So Thriller has been a disappointment ever since."
So he thought that Michael Jackson had the abilities of, well, let's just count them. There's at least 10, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, at least 10.
He's got sidewalk footlights.
Right.
He's got turn into a zombie and turn back from a zombie.
And also a werewolf, right?
Yeah, a strange feline abilities. Werewolf.
Oh, yeah, it's like a chihuahua-like werewolf.
Which, that bit scared me, like at the end.
Yeah,
his eyes are yellow. Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're special effects, but they still hold up today. Mm-hmm. Some of that video looks cheesy, but some of that video is still pretty scary.
Other Michael Jackson superpowers, he does that thing where he leans all the way.
Yeah, he can lean. He can lean beyond any human capacity to lean. He's bad. That's definitely a superpower. He's bad. He's bad.
Really, really bad.
Really, really bad. He can moonwalk. Moonwalking is the sixth power.
Mm-hmm.
He can walk forward while he looks like he's going backwards. Or is it vice versa? Go backwards while he's looking.
He can do both.
He can do it all. That's two powers then. Moonwalk backwards and forwards. So seven.
Do we dare comment on him, like, changing his nose or skin tone?
Yeah, he definitely is a changeling.
He's a changeling. I feel safe. We just address it in that manner.
Yeah, let's just ball that grody business up into one. He's a changeling.
Great singing voice. That's a superpower.
Yeah, I mean, great singing voice, great producer. I think that we can round it out with that.
Yeah.
One of the greatest pop, both voices and producing skills of all time. And a bonus 11 talent, he wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog, people.
What?
You don't know about that?
No.
He was, he started writing a lot of, there's a huge deal between Sega and Michael Jackson. And it's come out since that he was writing tunes with his producer for Sega, for Sonic the Hedgehog 1. And the deal, it was one or two, and the deal fell through. But a lot of the groundwork that he laid still was put into Sonic.
That's crazy. I mean, Michael Jackson is one of those celebrities who falls into our Jeff Dunham bucket.
I mean, he's done a lot of some worse things than Jeff Dunham.
Okay, the Marky Mark bucket. I thought of some other celebrity who'd done something skeezy.
He's getting close to the Bill Cosby bucket.
Yeah, he's the bozo buckets of bad celebrities. Where you gonna end up?
Yeah, there's Michael Jackson has 10 powers. This is a 10 episode. There's 10 levels of celebrity shame.
He's up
Hitler
there.
Hitler being 10. The worst celebrity ever.
Yeah, I just rewatched Jojo Rabbit recently, and I still really love that opening sequence where it's the Beatles in their German version of Hold Your Hand. But it's showing footage from all the German rallies, and people are just fawning over Hitler. Like, oh God.
He was supposed to be, like, handsome. He was known as, like, a handsome, like, playboy dude. That was his reputation.
Ugh.
That hairline ain't handsome. Where I come from, all right?
Above or below the nose.
Or the belt.
I have no intel on that.
On Hitler's tiny penis. Hitler had a tiny penis, folks. You heard it here first.
In that case, maybe Hitler would appreciate this next review. Since you had a listener-submitted review, I've got another one for us.
Heck,
this comes
yes.
from good friends of the podcast, Chris and Ellen Brucher. And we thank them ever so much for it. This is a review on newyorkandcompany.com for the Maya Curvy High-Waisted Sculpting No Gap Capri Jeans. Now, normally if I see typos and things in reviews, I'll kind of like skip around. Or if it's missing punctuation, I'll just intuit the intent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I feel like Deborah here, Deborah and Hitler are on the same page.
Okay.
With this review. Deborah, by the way, apparently on newyorkandcompany.com, you give a lot of information about yourself. Deborah has written 3 reviews. Her body type is full bust. She's 5'4 and a size 12. So that's where Deborah's coming from.
Hey, where you at, Deborah? Hit me up.
Deborah titles her review Perfect Capris. The jeans have a slandering effect. They fit perfectly around the waist. 5 stars.
What a mystery we have on our hands. Call Scooby-Doo. There is a mystery to be solved.
Now, if we wanted to take the easy way out, we could assume she meant slandering effect.
Slandering, okay.
But come on now. Let's be real.
She wants these capris to have a bit of a Slender Man effect on her.
I think these jeans are telling lies about her body.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Just like people talk about Hitler's tiny penis, these jeans are like transforming what everyone sees about Deborah.
Okay, so Hitler made a speech. He yelled a lot. They're like, that guy might have a big penis. This is sort of Hitler in a pair of capris.
Yeah.
Right, you put on these capris, they silently yell a lot, they're very forward and obnoxious in that way, and it makes you look good.
Look at that makes waistline.
The butt look good. Look at that waistline.
Look at those gams. Oh my goodness!
Look at the gims, the gams, and the yams.
Did you hear about Hitler's backside? Pretty good. And Hitler's just like, stop talking about that.
No, I think Hitler would love if people talked about his ass. In fact, I'm Googling Hitler's ass. No good pictures of Hitler's ass. Oh, here's a good propaganda.
I would assume it was just like a map of Germany, if you can Google that. Wow.
Oh, here's him with some high-waisted pants. I think these are the pants.
The perfect capris.
Yeah, the perfect capris. He's wearing them up to his nipples almost, so they're more like shorts on him. But if you were to wear them around your waist, they'd definitely be capris.
Okay.
And the funny caption on this meme of Hitler wearing goofy pants. Tell me the truth, Carl. Do these pants make my ass look Semitic?
Or da-da-da-da. Symmetrical. Symmetrical is probably what he was trying to say. It was just a typo.
Just a typo. And just to be clear, if it wasn't clear enough when I said he had a tiny penis, we hate Hitler on this podcast. These jokes are, to be clear, definitely at Hitler's expense.
Yeah, if you want to go back. He's in the 10th bozo bucket of celebrity shame.
He's in the 10th bozo bucket. We're punching up to the bucket. These jokes are sort of like shoryukens. Shoryuken! Up to the bucket, you know, spinning uppercuts.
Ooh.
But so what other lies do you think capris can tell?
They could probably give the appearance of ankles when somebody maybe just has cankles.
Maybe you need a good sock.
Like it's conscious editing of your lower limbs.
Why am I not wearing capris? This sounds great. I want to look slandered. I want to look that good. My whole body's a lie.
I want my day in all of this here. It's an illusion.
Just an illusion. Very musical, loud musical punchlines today. I guess there's just some music in my heart.
It's a celebration, episode 10.
It's a celebration, a musical expedition into reviews. I don't know who that was an impression of, but it was an impression of W. Wood, our next reviewer. Working on some Matt segues out here, too.
Hey.
This is for the, this is from Amazon. It is a review for tongue scraper, reduced bad breath, stainless steel tongue cleaner. And, it's also medical grade. Medical grade. Very important.
Did you take that medical class? It got the grade.
He writes, or here she writes, tongue scraper, two-pack, cure for bad breath, medical grade, stainless steel, tongue cleaners, 100%, BPA-free. Nice, sturdy, stainless steel. Easy to clean and very durable. My only issue is that the scraper is too small for an adult tongue. It takes 2 to 3 scrapes to completely clean my tongue. I much prefer plastic tongue cleaners with large scraper area. Oh. If you have a baby-sized tongue, this would be perfect. And he titles it, Nice for Baby Tongues.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah, this one was, honestly, to a little peek behind the scenes, this one I read and I was like, is this too gross for air? I don't think we want to get into much gross out humor, but it had a special something.
Some people just are just kind of creepy online.
Some people just are love to openly talk about cleaning babies' tongues.
Hey, if you're gonna clean anything, I don't know.
I feel like it's their big gross tongue's fault if it's taking multiple scrapes. You know, it's like, well, this paper towel, it took 2 to 3 wipes to wipe down my oven with it. That's not the towel's fault. That's your big-ass oven's fault.
Yeah, trying to think about where my tongue size falls on the bozo buckets of tongue sizes.
This made you a little self-conscious about your own tongue size?
If I'm taking the time to clean my tongue, I'm not going to complain about how many swipes it's going to take.
Yeah, I feel like, why would you out yourself as a giant tongue freak?
I'm a toad person, and I've got a giant tongue.
To be honest, I have the tongue of a whale. I need a scraper in each hand to scrape this bad boy.
Floss doesn't work for me because I have bristly teeth. This is useless.
My teeth are more like toothbrushes in and of themselves. To brush their teeth, whales just sort of grind their jaw?
Yeah.
It's self-brushing technology.
To be chewed on by a whale.
No.
Just like exfoliate you. Ooh.
That has to be some sort of awful fetish. We just activated someone's fetish out there.
Yeah.
They're like, thanks, guys. I really didn't want to know that I felt those feelings about being inside of a whale's mouth. Ooh. Thanks, guys.
Some people like feather ticklers. Some people like the mouths of whales. It's okay.
Oh, I bet. You know what? I take it back. I bet we were not the first person to show them that. Pinocchio was.
We just reawoken it. It has been
that childhood trauma of that scene reawoken in there. Some deep, dark part of their brain. Well, gotta go look up some whales on whale teeth on Google now, I guess. But my heart goes out to W. Wood and his whale-like tongue. And his need to scrape it.
Yeah.
I know tongue scraping is good and hygienic, but isn't it the kind of thing you only do every once in a while? So there's, like, good stuff on your tongue.
Yeah, there's got to be good bacteria or something, enzymes and stuff.
That's what I've heard. Like, you don't want your tongue to be too clean, ladies.
It really just reminded me of that, like, Lizzie McGuire episode talking about scraping their tongues.
Was there a Lizzie McGuire's tongue scraping episode?
There's a bit about tongue scraping.
Okay, person who has a whale mouth fetish, don't be looking up that Lizzie McGuire episode either,
no.
you pervert.
I'm going to give you some real good advice right now. If you want to fawn over Hilary Duff, do yourself a favor and look up the music video CVS by... trust me on this. CVS... By, dang, what's the band's name? CVS. It's like some Illinois town, too.
Winnetka Bowling League?
Winnetka Bowling League, CVS, because the lead singer is dating or married to Hilary Duff. She features in the music video. It's going to change the way your heart beats. I guarantee you that. Also, it's a heck of a cool song. And the video is awesome.
Is this the We Think Hillary Duff Is Hot section of the podcast?
She's just lit really well.
She's lit really well.
You think what, that's a weird thing to say, you but can't watch say, the video.
You can't say that about... Imagine saying that to your beautiful wife. Oh, baby. I mean, you're just lit really well here.
There was that Seinfeld episode. There was the Two-Face. In good lighting, she was good. In bad lighting, she was like, who's this person? I don't know you.
I think Hillary Duff is always pretty with or without the lighting.
She's got a really nice smile.
She's got a music, nice smile.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, she's over that now, isn't she?
Yeah, thank goodness.
I think she's just a nice lady who is a mom now.
Yeah, she's a mom. She was like a single mom for a while. You go get the world, Hillary Duff.
Yeah, yeah. As much as we don't endorse Hitler on this podcast, we endorse Hillary Duff and what she's trying to do. Get him, Hillary. Shout out Hillary Duff.
We were sitting in wholesome Hillary Duff land. I'm going to drag us right back down to just grossness.
Tongue-scraping Hitler butt land.
Tongue-scraping. I've got three reviews here. They all gave the same rating for this product, so I'm just going to read them in succession. This is for the Beisel plush corncob hat. So user Red writes, it's a corn hat, IDK, buy it if you need it. Great hat, 10 out of 10, will not wear again unless I'm dressing up as corn again. This is funny, I enjoy it. 5 stars. Tracy Kane Anderson writes, hilarious, it's a corn hat, what can't be awesome about it? We use it with our Cub Scouts selling popcorn at the store sales. Who can resist a little boy in a uniform and a corn hat?
I can.
Adult
Let the record
size,
show.
So it works for everyone. 5 stars. Michael Cleary writes, does not fit if you have a giant head like myself. It's pretty good for its price, but I've yet to find a hat that fits on my gigantic head. Maybe one day. Good for couples feeling more adventurous in the bedroom. 5 stars.
Stop. I hope that's the last one.
That's the last one.
I was uncomfortable enough just with the person saying that who can resist a boy in a corncob hat. Obviously, she didn't go for that sort of connotation, but I couldn't help but feel uncomfortable. But then the man... So do you wear the hat during the coitus? Do you coitus with the hat?
Where is the hat if you're wearing it, if it doesn't fit on your head?
If it doesn't fit on your head, it might fit on the other head, I think is what he's talking about.
His wife, of course.
His wife's head.
I hope. But maybe it's like the cousin of the guy with the big tongue. They've got very large melons up on their necks.
What the... Do you know what you're saying right now?
Not really.
Control yourself. You're putting corn cobs on big melons.
It's a fruit salad.
Is corn a fruit?
No, it's a cornucopia.
Get that cornucopia out of my fruit salad, dude. If I went to a picnic and there was corn in the fruit salad, I'd be like, what kind of perverts did this?
Maybe with like some watermelon and some little feta cheese, it could work. I don't know.
Yeah. Corn and melons don't go together. Not in the bedroom, not at the picnic. Unless you have a corn cob and a watermelon on a plate. But they're nice and separate. They're not mixed into a salad.
Separate food groups. Okay.
Yeah, separate food groups. No corn on boobs. Making it clear here. Wait, can you read back what the guy said? The line, you know the line. Can you give me the line again? The bedroom line.
Okay, sure.
I just need to hear what he said.
I'll read his whole review quickly. Okay. It's pretty good for its price, but I've yet to find a hat that fits on my gigantic head. Maybe one day. Good for couples feeling more adventurous in the bedroom.
What the fuck, dude? What is this guy's problem? I mean, it's a... Okay, to take a step back, it's a joke, right? He's trying to make a joke, I hope.
Why did he buy it, though?
I guess he's trying to feel more adventurous.
At least the lady beforehand, she's trying to sell popcorn with the Cub Scouts. Yeah, she's just phrasing it in a creepy, creepy way.
You're right. She just sort of stumbled on the phrasing. That's fine. That happens to the best. That happens to everybody. Her intentions are obviously innocent. She just wants to be silly with her Boy Scouts and sell some popcorn. But, this corn man, I hope that it's not, okay, I hope that it's not as soon as, like, he gets off on wearing a corn hat. I hope it's just, like, the corn hat gives him confidence in the bedroom. He just, like, puts it on naked and looks in the mirror and it's like, all right,
like, just like the guy with his lifts.
If I can pull off this corn hat, I can do anything.
I am a god. I am amazing.
I'm amazing. All right, we got a cornucopia joke. We got an amazing joke.
I don't think there's anything else other than that.
Hey, baby, you want some of this cob? I'm looking like more than a cob. I'm looking like the whole cobbler. He does some flexes, and the hat stays on.
Just starts popping.
I've got the corn. Let's get popping. Over to a break?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's take that break, please. Stat.
Let's get out of here.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Hey there, it's Judd here from the When Albums Collide podcast. Each week, my co-host Pedro and I review two albums that came out at exactly the same time. One of them wildly successful, the other, not so much. We'll try to work out just what happened when these albums collided. There are laughs, fun bits of trivia, special guests, and a reassuring lack of any viruses. Here's a sneak preview of one of our episodes.
He talks a lot about pancakes.
Three times! I counted three pancake references on this album.
He's the pancake man, pancake this, pancake that. I've never heard the phrase pancake so much on an album.
Rich but my hustle's like a broke bitch, never knowing what the pancake man gonna flip.
You guys are from the United States, you know, I'm just a simple country boy from Alice Springs, Australia. Is this some really cool urban slang that didn't make it over to Australia?
No, that's
are great.
Do you think he had some money under the table from Denny's or IHOP or one of those pancake places?
Well, let me tell you, he's probably the pancake man now because he has to do a shift at Denny's or IHOP.
The When Albums Collide podcast, every Monday on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from that break. We hope you enjoyed the little plug for our new friends there. They review things a bit more seriously than the reviews we read are about, but hey.
But they still funny, though.
They still funny, though.
Yeah, they're Australian, so they're...
At least
they're
one of them is.
At least one of them's Australian. You know those lads be making jokes.
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat the one phrase that I heard. We'll talk about it later. But they're worth a listen just to learn some new words and stuff. Anyway, welcome to Upon Further Review. That's right. This is the segment where we learn more about things we thought we knew pretty much everything about. Today, Brent, I'm bringing to us ReviewParty.com. That's right.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners out there, this is our 10th episode, and by and large, we've mostly been featuring these Upon Further Review segments, but we just want to let you know we got plans for some more crazy things down the line.
More great reviews of history, and then some new surprises cooking up, too.
Some new surprises. We're going to be bringing a segment called Me, You, and Meme Reviews, where we actually indulge in some of those internet-famous reviews, like Brent already brought the Haribo sugar-free gummy bears to us. There's, of course, the banana slicer that people know about, a certain number of wolves and a certain celestial object. If time and budgets and minds prevail, maybe we'll even get some of these things ourselves and review them, because a lot of times in these meme reviews, the review isn't actually that useful. That gummy bear review was useful. Like,
that was a really useful one.
You learn what to expect.
You learn intrinsically why you don't want to eat a lot of those diet gummy bears in that one.
We're probably not going to buy those and try them out, but who knows? Maybe someday. But some of these reviews are just people are taking the joke too far, so maybe we need an honest review on these meme reviews. Something else I hope we're going to do, and I know we're going to do because we talked about it at some point, whether you find people heard it or not, is bringing back some of our favorite reviewers in a segment called Review Redux.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that a lot.
Brent, does the name GW ring any bells for you?
GW, that old bastard.
GW, famous for his review of the Island Tap Bar and Grill in Libertyville, Illinois. Quote, best spot in Libertyville to get into a knife fight.
Love that review.
Just as a sneak preview, I've got a few more reviews from GW here. It looks like he's just going around Libertyville because he's got a review for Tommy's Pizza and Sports Bar. Best place to go in Libertyville if you want to get into a bar fight. 1 star. also, the Grandview Restaurant in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Best place to go if you want to wait 3 hours for lunch. I will never go back.
Oh, so he's got kind of his own bit.
His best of list, yeah. I will never go back to the home of the Blue Hair Lunch Club. GW takes no prisoners. So neither will we. If we found somebody whose reviews we like, we're gonna dig their bones up and figure out what else they've said and where they've said it. Because there's some quirky people out there. And we want to share them with you again.
Some quirky turkeys.
Anything else we're going to bring to this funky bunch?
This is just a preview segment, huh?
Yeah, that's a preview segment.
I want to get more great reviews of history, but they're hard to find in this internet era. If anyone knows a good place to scrounge up old, infamous, not age well reviews, I would love an email about it. Or if you just happen to stumble upon one, please let me know. I absolutely love those, but those are hard to find. I've spent you know, a couple nights trying to dig up some old stuff, looking at old video game magazines, trying to, you know, find lists of infamous movie reviews. And they're out there, but, you know, it's not just a matter of finding them, but finding one that's good for the show. So if you do happen to find an old classic, you know, pre-2000s review, I would love it.
Yeah, and drop us a line at the email just to tell us if you love hate certain segments. And maybe we'll shift our focuses accordingly, because, hey, this is about us, but it's also about you.
Yeah, this is your opportunity. When the podcast is still a nice, small, tight-knit community, we'll take your feedback a lot more seriously than when we're rich and famous and it's just a giant pile of trolls we're throwing the episode to every yeah. week. I got a review.
Let's hear those?
You ever hear one of those?
I've heard of a refuski.
A young review. Crack this open. This is for the Little Trees car air freshener. The leather scent. The leather scent.
Okay.
Lacey Reyes writes, great scent. Pretty close to real leather, just not quite. These do not smell like genuine leather to me. However, when anyone gets in my car, they do tell me it smells like leather. I do not know if it really smells like leather, or if they see the leather seats and assume the scent is leather. To me, it smells more like a new vehicle. Not just new car scent, but an actual new vehicle. I love the scent of this leather tree. I just don't think it smells like you may think it smells. It is very hard to describe scent.
It is hard to describe. That's I'm just getting back to Willie Nelson for some reason.
Oh, it's a musical bit. It's a musical episode.
Because he's got a leathery skin.
So I just think if this woman watched a wine tasting episode, or if this person watched a wine tasting happen and they do the sniff, activate the olfactories and talk about the scent notes, she would be blown away. She'd be blown away by that shit.
This bouquet. Mm.
Yeah, the hints of leather and tannin. She'd be taking notes vigorously.
Yeah, she just needs to like take a master class on describing smells.
Yeah, and then she can write a review like, it says leather, but it is more reminiscent of earth tones, such as sassafras and...
I get more uncured rawhide.
This isn't quite the classic cow leather scent, perhaps more of raccoon leather. I wanna smell various leathers.
I would smell leathers. I would touch them. Supple.
Supple. Ooh, tannin. Ooh, buzzword.
Shark leather.
Shark leather. That's cool as hell, dude. That is... If you wear shark leather, like, you're bulletproof, right? You're bulletproof, knight-proof, sword-proof, katana-proof, punch-proof.
And heartbreak-proof.
Heartbreak-proof, yeah. No one can mess with you if you're in a shark leather jacket.
As long as you've got sunglasses on.
Okay, get this. A shark leather jacket, so that's cool. On the back, real shark fin. Who would mess with you?
Look out, the fin's coming. Launches off his motorcycle and it just like crashes into buildings.
And then, yeah, he lands perfectly. 10 out of 10 gymnastics landing. Doesn't look at the explosion. Pops a bubble gum in his mouth. Blows the bubble.
I heard this was the best place in Libertyville to get into a knife fight.
He's saying and GW he just, himself.
He turns his back and shows the fin, and it's got razors in it.
Oh yeah! I just want him to Street Shark Child punch the ground, and a fissure forms, and he dives in, and you just see the shark fin going through the street.
That's cool. I was just picturing him like doing the American crawl through asphalt. Just churning his arms.
Oh yeah. Well, the he's got shark fin, sure, shark leather gloves on with shark claws.
Oh yeah, like those toys you squeeze those old pool toys. You wear the goggles and the little shark fin gloves.
And the shark fin fins, the shark fin feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are cool. I should have looked up for a review for those bad boys.
Watch for that in the future, folks.
Watch for that. That's a little slip and slide follow up. That's a real. If the slip and slide review and the sock and bopper review had a baby, that's gonna be the shark bitten pool toy. Oh, that actually, now that you mentioned, those came with a fin you could like strap to your back.
Did they? Oh
yeah. So you could like swim around like a shark, or maybe it was just on the top of the goggles or something. Yeah, I wanted those so bad when I was a little dorky kid.
Yeah, they look pretty darn sweet. All my swimming was in river water for the most part, though, so I was like, this is brown water. You're not going to see anything.
Hey, you might see a fish.
Maybe.
Some sort of, and then you just grab barely. It and eat it underwater like a shark. That would be crazy to be a kid's parent who... went underwater with his sweet shark stuff and just blood starts coming up. Oh, God. What would you do? I guess your parental instincts would take over. You'd just jump in.
Dear God.
Your kid would be pissed. Mom, I was eating a tuna. I caught a bass.
Comes up and his eyes are fully black.
The transformation is... You never should have went swimming under that full moon. with the sacred shark amulet. All right, now we can't do the... I just did the best bit for the shark fins. Now I don't know if we can do that episode. We'll see.
You never know. You never know.
Put that in the back pocket.
I got some reviews to take us out of the water and onto the dry land. I'm touring my local, suburban Chicagoland. amusement parks here, and I have the pleasure of bringing to you a review for now known as Onesti's Wild West Town, formerly known as Donnelly's Wild West Town, in Union, Illinois, out where it just turns to pretty much lots of farm fields. Ash Dead, which is a great name, by the way. Ash Dead writes, "We love this place from when my oldest children were under 10 years and our change of life most wonderful youngest, who is 12 now. When my oldest boy found out we were going there on the 4th of July, he made sure he was coming with us. And no joke, he came to the truck wearing a plaid shirt and tighter than normal jeans and a cowboy hat with aviator sunglasses. He's 23 and is usually listening to more urban music than anything else. His little brother says, 'What in the heck is he wearing?' I said, 'Cowgirl attracting duds.' Wild West seems to be smaller than 15 years ago, and some of the rides were no longer there, but it is still such fun. Marshal Bob is a delight and told stories and messed with my boys, putting them in the cowboy jail. The youngest one loves, loves, loves panning for gold. They threw tomahawks and shot bows and arrows and cork rifles. I got a bullseye, I must say. Yippee-ki-yay, the Wild West show they put on is so completely different from back in the day, and I can speak for my family and the people nearest us. The new show is way better. Cowboy Tom, lead role, was so entertaining. Plus they all had some hip-shaking dance moves. I love more pop songs with some different wording. They got the crowd involved. You could give Cowboy Tom his own show at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, and I know he would have a crowded house for each of his shows with his silly facial expressions and dancing, and he could sing the menu from a Chinese food restaurant, and the people would love it. Admission was reasonably priced. Gift shop was pricey. It was extremely hot that day as well, and because we had such fun, it was barely noticeable. Here's a picture of my boys and the Duke, but there was no picture. 5 stars.
But there was no picture.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, but there was
no picture.
Here's
an invisible picture of my boys and the Duke. Man, this lady really, she hit every note. What a thorough review.
Dug the heck out of Wild West Town.
It makes me want to go there. I mean, they got a guy who could sing a Chinese menu, and people would even love it.
Chinese menu in his hand. Yeah, I went to this place as a kid. It was like the popular field trip destination.
All right.
Really, the one draw for me was always getting the little switchblade comb. That was like every 90s kid's coolest item. You comb your hair.
No, but it's not a knife. Epic trolled ya. It's a comb the whole time. You cannot take me to jail.
I'm not bad like Michael Jackson bad, and not bad in the way that he's in the ninth bucket of Bozo Shame bad. I'm bad like you thought this was a knife.
I like that it's a bucket and not a circle. Like, there's the circles of hell, but then there's the buckets of celebrity madness.
Yeah, and what's another drop in the bucket?
What's another cancel in the bucket? We'll be there someday. Can't wait until
probably,
we're canceled.
Yeah, I inadvertently say things that, like, taken out of context could be terrible.
Oh, but there's... Back to the review.
Uh-huh.
So this lady loves it.
This lady loves it. Her son thought he was going to pick up some honeys.
Some honeys. Oh, yeah, that part was pretty funny to me. Like, I don't know, this guy, it sounds like this 23-year-old dude is just, like, you know, trying to have some fun, be a little silly.
Playing along.
Yeah, he's playing along. He's putting all his cards on the table. He's ready to have – he's had – what a great attitude.
And of course, cowgirl attracting duds.
Yeah, and of course, little brother, classic middle child. What's he wearing?
Bobby, why are you dressed like that?
You don't look cool.
Shut up, wonderful gift of life, surprise child. We've mentioned this before, that people share a bit too much in reviews, but this lady is saying that her youngest child was unplanned.
Yeah, people, there's a lot of people that, like, I think that's kind of taboo to talk about. And, of course, I'm all about breaking down social taboos. But that's pretty, some people don't give a shit.
It's in the second line.
Whether people know that or not. It's like, ah.
Yeah, bless her heart. She thinks pop music makes the cowboy show more entertaining. I might not agree, but...
She likes the pop music. She likes surprise children. She likes cowgirl attracted duds. She didn't tell us if he attracted any cowgirls.
No.
Maybe got a little too rated R.
Yeah.
For her.
Oh. I thought she was just going to like she recognized I shouldn't shame him anymore because he didn't find any cowgirl asses, but...
No, I think
maybe
I think
it
got pretty graphic pretty quickly. They're making out in the back of the Tim Diddler show.
A brothel or something to Wild West Town.
Yeah, just like Westworld. How long until this amusement park is just Westworld?
Hey, you got to make the money somehow.
You think that lady would love Westworld? She'll be like, my eldest son killed 5 robots and then it didn't even matter.
You should have seen their silly facial expressions.
Their silly facial expressions? You should have seen that boy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's fallen in love with a dang robot. He's wearing his cowgirl tracking duds. He met that hot robot girl who's having an existential crisis. Maybe she's got a soul. Maybe she doesn't. You got to watch and find out. Hey, I tell you what, at the end of the first season, there's quite the twist. 5 out of 5 stars.
I forgot the one little non sequitur in the review about the 23-year-old son. He's usually listening to more urban music than anything else. I'm not sure if I like that you described it as urban music or if I hate it.
That's, I mean, pretty topical lately, right? With Tyler, the Creator winning Best Urban Album and calling out, and not in his speech, but in an interview after that, you know, urban is just a PC way of saying the N-word. But, yeah, all that's to say is I feel like 10, 20 years down the line, he's calling rap music urban music is like calling a black guy a colored person.
Yeah.
Now, he normally listens to that colored folk music. God. But today he was ready to be a rough and tough cowboy.
Yeah, we looked for some savages. We didn't see any. They replaced those.
We looked for some Washington...
Washington football teams.
Yeah, we looked for some Washington football teams, and we couldn't find one of them football teamers. I think... You know, I think we did it.
We did it?
I think we did the 10th episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
guess. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad did 10 episodes. Thank you, everyone. Are you just making noises over there?
Yeah, that was Jay Leno. He's spending some time here now. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for coming on to our 10th episode of our podcast, Jay Leno, and congratulating us.
Yeah, no problem.
If you'd please escort yourself and your chin out, Jay Leno. We're trying to do an outro here.
He's gone.
He sort of galloped out.
Yeah, he's got a horse.
He's on a horse. His old bones can't carry that giant chin around anymore. He needs a horse. What bucket is he in? I don't know much about Jay Leno.
I think he's mostly all right. He's not like Tim Allen selling drugs, right?
Tim Allen selling coke is like not
he's
even
in
a
bucket. He's just, you've got the ball in your hand.
Yeah, it's not even offensive that Tim Allen sold coke to me. Whatever. That's that was L.A. in the 70s. It's that he got caught by the cops and ratted out all his buddies. It makes him a loser to me.
Well, now he's just selling Fords and selling Campbell's soup and selling
Campbell's soup and selling right-wing
pure
propaganda.
Michigan.
Pure Michigan. Anyway, this is ReviewParty.com. This is a podcast where we talk about reviews and making fun of Hitler and Jay Leno. Thank you to everyone who's been here all 10 episodes. It's been a fun ride. And this is just the beginning, just the first step.
Only the beginning. Only the beginning.
Yeah, we've got lots more steps in us. We're going to keep stepping.
Yeah, we're going to keep stepping. It's going to be a regular odometer out here. Clock the odometers, because that sucker is going to be hitting 99999. And also, if this is your first episode, thanks for joining.
Yeah,
so happy
to
have you.
Said this before, but hey, it's a party and you just showed up fashionably late. No big deal. Right. Welcome in.
Nothing but fashionably late to go. If you'd like to send us an absurd review or anything else, some feedback, whatever you're feeling like telling us, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can give you credit.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow and subscribe wherever you're listening to reviewparty.com and leave us a review on iTunes if you're feeling like going crazy. They love that shit. 5 stars, yes. Body of it, just be funny. We don't care what you say.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. Draw an ASCII picture of a cat.
Oh, please do that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You can find us on Twitter at Review Party Pod. You can find us on Instagram now at reviewparty.com. And if you want more content than what we're giving you now, check out our website, reviewpartydotcom.com. You can get all the episodes there, but you can also find our blog where we write about reviews and such. And you can also subscribe to the After Party Review newsletter, where we keep you up to date on the episodes, on the blogs, and maybe things being added to the store or the shop that you can also find on the website. So check that stuff out.
Check it out. Yeah, and we got our Twitter and Instagram have been a little quiet since we started, but we got a bunch of content planned for it that we're working on. They're in the pipes, people. So get on that. And I would like to say a very big thanks to our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam bread for breakfast. You can find more of them on Spotify. Search on Spotify Nosebleeds, one word, and they just dropped a brand new album.
It's a heck of a good listen. Trust me.
It's yeah. Go listen to Field Experience by Nosebleeds on Spotify or wherever music is found. I love Corona, track 2 off that Corona song. What a groovy track, man.
I like that one too. I really like part 2 as well.
The finisher, right?
Yeah. It brought me to the end, and I'm like, let's take that around the track once more.
Yeah, I can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it. The boys outdid themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the saxophone. It blew my mind out of my head, and I had to grab it.
On Corona song, I was like right away taking the simple like the guitar groove so good. And then you got that saxophone over the whole thing, the crazy sax solo. Oh, what a musical landscape to lose yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, boys. Yeah, go check it out.
Please remember to check out the When Albums Collide podcast. Judd and Pedro are great guys, and the concept, I mean, Astro Lounge versus Californication, A Mama Said Knock You Out versus To the Extreme. How about Country Grammar versus Who Let the Dogs Out? Give it a listen. Learn the history. You won't be disappointed.
I think that is all the plugin we have for you. Go check out our shop, reviewparty.com. You can click on shop. Just click all around that website. Click the shit out of it.
Maybe we'll have hidden links like they used to have on Neopets.
Oh, yeah. You can get some Neo points. You can buy a buy a paintbrush for your kachik.
You can get a free omelet.
Oh, yeah, free omelet. I'm sure my Neopets are both starving to death.
Mine, too.
They're all right. This episode's dedicated to all the abandoned Neopets out there. Pour out a little Louis for your kachik. And I got a review to play us out here.
Bring it to me.
I'm bringing it. Here it is. This is a review off of IMDb for the New Zealand 1 p.m. daily COVID update. Harward 24308 writes, "The dynamic duo return. To be honest, I was skeptical about Season 2's premise, as the trailer was somewhat confusing. But within the first minute, I was totally gripped. Some awesome bonus material, too, such as Dr. Ash's dreamy nasal swab and Jacinda serving the press collective backsides back to them. A must-see for 2020. 10 out of 10 stars.
I love that.
That's reviewparty.com, folks. Thanks for supporting us through 10 episodes, and then here's to many more. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Take it easy, folks.
See ya.